and welcome to the first of probably and hopefully many episodes of The Whole Story, which is a continuation of our show, or of my previous podcast and show that I've run in the past called The Game of Holes. We got a new name. We joined up with Talking in Stations. Okay, so yeah, we upped the production quality since my last one, so we're gonna see what we can do, and there might be a couple technical difficulties, so bear with me, but you know, I promise they'll get better. We're already better than what my first episodes were last time, so we'll take it from there. So joining us today, I've got a series of people coming to come talk with me. I'll introduce them all real quick, and then I'll give them each an opportunity to kind of tell you a bit about who they are. Joining us today, we've got Zolka Landa.
Hello.
Renee Centro.
Hello.
Yan.
Hey.
And King Creator.
Hi.
So, for viewers that maybe don't know who I am, my in-game name is Izuki Z, although I usually just go by Izuki. I'm the CEO of the Dark Space Initiative, which, if you haven't heard of them, you might have heard of our alliance, Scary Wormhole People. And what we've done here is we're trying to put together a show to, you know, talk about wormhole space. So all of my episodes are going to be about wormhole space. It'll be news. It will be, you know, CCP patch notes discussion from a wormholer's perspective. And, you know, one of my big goals is I want to just keep showing off and introducing stuff that's going on in wormhole space. So I'm sure there'll be some recurring guests that we see, but you know, the goal is that you're also going to be seeing new faces pretty much every episode. Because I don't know how much everybody outside of wormhole space knows, but there's an awful lot of different corps, alliances, and groups actually in wormhole space. You know, the goal is to show some of that off and have stuff going on. And we're going to go and see what we can do there with that. So, without further ado, we're going to go back around and we're going to go a bit more in depth. I mean, they all said the word hi, but that doesn't tell you who they are. So, Zolka, would you like to tell us a bit about yourself? I didn't actually introduce what corp you're from and, you know, your thoughts and yeah.
Sure. I'm Zolka. I'm a director in Epicenter Syndicate. We're a C4 corp who do things. I think we're probably best known in wormhole space for flying cyclones relentlessly and medium results with. I'm somewhat to blame for some of our doctrines and do some of the admin things as well. I bounced around Null a few times and then I went through a few smaller wormhole corps before I decided on Epson. I decided to join a corp as a line member and not do directorship again. That worked for 6 months and pretty much just been growing since.
All right, great. How about you, Ronnie?
Hi, my name's Ronnie Centro. I fly with Goran Clay with a bunch of Hydra dudes, and I do small gang out of wormholes. And thank you so much for having me on.
Great. I'm looking forward to I think you're someone I've never met before, and I think you'll be a very interesting person to chat and talk to about, since I have a feeling if I haven't heard of you, I'm sure some of the other people haven't. How about you, Jan? I'm not even going to try to pronounce the second half of your name, just like you told me not to.
I'm Jan Skishtuski. I fly with the Kronos Ritual. I've been in wormhole space basically since 2011. I flew with Fade to Black, if anyone remembers them, way back then, who was an alliance of a bunch of different corps that all lived in separate wormholes. I then joined Carthage Empires, which was a C2 corp that went to C5 space and failed, as many do. I then joined Upholders and was with them until like 4 months before they fell apart. And then I joined Kronos Ritual then.
This is blast from the past. I think there were two corps there that I haven't heard those names in forever.
Yeah, I've been in wormhole space for quite a while. Like a lot of guys in the first two were like in wormhole space since like the beginning or some variation of. But yeah, I've been in wormhole space my entire EVE career, and I just like it. It's pretty fun.
Well, great. Thank you for joining us. And last but not least, King Creator.
Hi, I'm King Creator. I run Odin's Call, or OFUCK. Started off with in HiSec, didn't really know what I was doing. Moved to NullSec, didn't really know what I was doing there. And then went back to HiSec, tried to make my own corp, didn't really know what I was doing. And then went to Wormhole Space, didn't know what I was doing there as well. And eventually some people decided to kick over our sandcastle. Luckily, Odin's Call came to save us. And then we joined Odin's Call. And then, that was a long time ago. But then I started running Odin's Call, and I've been running it for the last 5 years. And now we're in a C2, C5 NullSec, where we do small gang and medium gang and wormhole stuff.
What is a medium gang?
I don't know. I don't like
bigger than small gang, but not big gang.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so large gang is like, what, 100 dudes? But like medium gang is like, I don't know, 30, 40 dudes. I don't know, maybe even 20 to 50, I think, is medium.
All right, I think there's a lot of medium gang going on in wormhole space.
So yeah. Much medium gang.
Maybe that should be the new thing we broadcast on the Reddit when, you know, at least once a week a wormholer tries to make a Reddit thread about how great it is. Say, come to wormhole space, we have the best medium gang PvP.
It's true, though.
100%.
All right. So one of the things I'm aiming to do every episode here is try to do some news recap of things that have happened since the last episode. Ideally, we're going to be doing this bi-weekly so that, you know, we won't be going too long. For now, for just this episode, I just kind of pulled up two of the kind of biggish events that have happened in the past couple weeks. So we're going to talk maybe briefly, maybe a bit more in depth. Well, I guess we'll kind of see which one ends up, how much discussion we get. But there were two notable evictions that took place in wormhole space recently. I'm sure a lot more than just two corps actually got evicted. But these are the two that kind of led to larger-ish fights, along with, some of the just these are corporations that are a bit more noteworthy that, might raise an eyebrow from some people, or at least their story is a little more interesting than Corp put up Astor House, Corp lost Astor House, Corp is sad. So the first, and one that I think King will be able to talk on, and I think Jan also said he could, is the eviction, or the evictions maybe, would you call it an eviction of Wholesale? I mean, technically Wholesale is still there, right?
What are they, Fortizar destroying up?
Eviction attempts would be a more...
Free content Asher houses and a content Reitaru.
And a content Bush Raven fleet, right?
Yeah, just for content.
For people that maybe hadn't heard or didn't know about it, recently a conglomerate really of corporations came out and they all teamed up and they went and they started hitting wholesale structures, primarily their four czars, I think, in Wholesale's C2. Wholesale's had a bumpy ride the past year. Earlier in the summer of 2018, Wholesale evicted themselves out of their C5 after insisting that there was a conspiracy plot against them, and so they packed up and left to, quote, save their stuff before someone else could. Whether or not that's really true, I'm not sure we ever got much stuff on that front, but they moved to a C2, and technically they still have structures up in the C2, but there's considerably fewer structures than there were maybe 2 weeks ago. So do you want to give us some of the highlights? King, anyone else that wants to join in, feel free.
Yeah, so I believe Of Sound Mind decided to make an op to try and evict Wholesale from past grudges, past history, whatever. And in that, the No Vacancies join as well, and Hard Knocks and Laserhawks, and then eventually a few more dudes got involved. And they put down some Astra houses, some content raids as well, and built a bunch of Ravens, and then, tried to evict them. Well, I guess you could say it was semi-successful because they did kill the Fortizar, but not much else.
And from the kill board, it looked like the majority of the faction fort had been evac'd already, so it wasn't like...
Yeah. I mean, these dudes have been prepared for this kind of stuff for a long time. Like, you know, they're not the most popular group in Wormhole space, so, you know, they know how to kind of... they had made many plans for that, so... Yeah.
Now, I'm curious as to why the timers were spread out over 2 weeks. Suzuki, do you have any idea why that? Because we were just on the other side. I mean, we had no idea why. Like, how did that happen?
You mean why were the defenders spread out so far from, you know, their structure?
Well, I've never seen, like, I figured, like, the longest that you'd ever see in a regular eviction is like, 1 week of timers, because you just make sure to reinforce them all so that you wouldn't be in there for 2 weeks. But this one, when reinforced, it looked like it would take over 2 weeks.
I mean, I've heard that they might have had a feeling that this was coming and tried to spread out their timers. I think the attack actually just barely missed one of the timers, which is why it took quite so long. I don't have some of those details. Sound didn't want to get too deep into some of those bits, because I think that, you know, they didn't want to give away some of the how they went about it, you know, secret-y OPSEC stuff. At some point, I think they'll release an AAR. But until then, I threw up on the screen. This is the battle report from at least one of the final battles. This is the battle that Zekil is not actually listing it. So let me pull up the. We'll see if the BR in your space has it. Oh yeah, that's probably gonna take it. But while that loads, so at least Zekil says, you know, there were over 500 people in that fight. Is that an accurate number from people that were there, or are we seeing just a tremendous amount of padding because of ships destroyed after they fell out?
I don't think it was that many people. I mean, the Raven fleet was pretty thick, but
It was huge.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of people reshifting constantly, so that might kind of artificially inflate the numbers a bit. But yeah, there was a fair few dudes there. It was good fun.
Yeah, the BR looks like it's a little. It'll take effort to make the BR pretty. So Zekil wise, you know, we're looking at you know, it looks like 160 billion ISK lost on the side of the defenders. Does that sound accurate? Or is Zekil hiding all the juicy bits from us?
No, it sounds about right. I mean, they lost the, how much of those faction forts? Like 60 bill?
I think it was 80 bill on Zekil. And yeah, about 80 bill and lost in subcaps and loot and whatever sounds pretty accurate.
So, yeah. For any of the people watching that maybe aren't super familiar with it, in Wormhole space, when a structure blows up, everything falls out, period. There's no asset safety. So sometimes it can be hard to tell looking at some of these, you know, what was actually killed in a fight and what might have just been blown up afterwards. Wormhole evictions can also be fairly lucrative. You know, if you're willing to put the logistical work involved, you know, you basically blew up this corp and all their shit that they hadn't self-destructed or gotten rid of is, you know, it's in loot cans now. Now, whether or not, so how did you guys pack up and leave with most of the loot, or did you guys just blow it up? Can you guys share anything about how the looting went?
Go ahead. I was just going to say, yeah, it was pretty. The first Raitaro we blew up was Hard Knocks, and I think we might have picked up the sabers, but other than that, we just blew up everything. And then the second day, the second round, we Hoza picked up everything. They have a lot of Ravens now.
So you left a lot of the loot for wholesale to pick back up then? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it wasn't like I was there because I wanted a disc. You know, I don't think any of us really were. We just were there for the defense of Jose.
Yeah. I mean, we just that's kind of like even the playing field a little bit, I think, because it was like, you know, this usually happens in wormhole space where one group is attacking and they look like they're going to win. And then a bunch of people kind of like bandwagon into it. You know, that's kind of what happened with Stranger Danger. And fortunately, they put all their tunes into this and couldn't really get back into their home.
Like I like Stranger Danger. If I could have gotten into their hole, I would have helped them. Like, I don't like what happened to them at all. In fact, a lot of members of HOSA were like, they weren't like, yay, Stranger Danger's dying. They were like, oh.
Yeah, pretty sad.
I mean, but very few people ever get excited when they say inner hell burning someone out, though, right? Like, I think it's I forget who. While it was going on, I remember someone being like, "Yeah, Stranger Danger's only okay. I'm not really that sad, but it's sad to see Russians doing it." Was I think the comment that had been made?
Yeah, but I mean, especially with how big they are now, it's like they can just fucking steamroll any group. They have like, you know, more than half the Russian wormhole community now in one wormhole, and yeah, they can form pretty thick fleets, as people can see with what they kill in NullSec and stuff. So,
yeah, we've fallen not once, but I think twice for the bait. You start trying to fight some inner hell, and then some, because at least with us, they love using cloaky Lokis. Their entire fleet is just cloaked covert ops, Arty Lokis, and then they have Logi Lokis mixed in too. So like they'll dangle something in front and you like form up and you go fight and you're like, okay, we got this. And then like they just all start appearing because they're already there. And then next thing you know, everyone's dying and screaming about Russia and communism music's playing. You know how it goes.
If somebody were to pose the question of like, who's the baddies in wormhole space, right? Like, I'd always heard for, like, the longest time, like, HK, Laserhawks, these people, but now it's like, resoundingly always inner hell.
It's always been, like, this weird misconception to me that Laserhawks and HK have been the bad guys of wormhole space, because, like, even from when we were first moving into our C4 that has a C5 static, if you rolled into HK, they were always down to have a fight in something, because like most people prefer to undock than not undock, and it's not worth their time to go evicting small corps. But there was still this like preconception that everyone had come up with that HK kill all the little guys and they're destroying
one
whole space.
That can't be right, Soka. I read on Reddit that HK was evicting all the wormhole content. You can't lie on Reddit. It's against the rules, I'm pretty sure.
Illegal.
100% illegal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure HK's evicted a couple people, but I think a lot of it's mainly just like HK wins a lot of fights and they kill a lot of people in NullSec, and the anti-HK brigade's generally been pretty strong on Reddit. And you know, there's a lot of people out there that when they read something on Reddit, if they don't know any better, they just take that for the truth, right? I think this is especially common in wormhole space because a lot of people outside of wormhole space don't know who is who. They don't understand. They don't really like follow what's going on truly. So when they see a thread full of people whining about HK evicting, they just assume that HK is evicting everybody. I mean, there was a period of time in wormhole space's history when I think that group, ironically at this point in time, they were evicting people alongside Inner Hell. That might have been the case, but that was a long time ago. So it would be silly for people to be jumping up and down now, insisting that HK is, you know, burning down wormhole space. Another thing I was going to comment on, though, is I think it's funny because it almost feels cyclical that now, like you were saying, Russians, Inner Hell is they're the bad guys. They're scary. They can form a very impressive fleet. They know what they're doing. They can be very dangerous. So I just realized that I hadn't transitioned us back so that they could steal our cute faces. But they were back when Inner Hell was Blood Union, I think it was the same thing. Like, Blood Union were the bad guys. Inner Hell was scary. Blood Union was scary. Quantum Explosion was scary for a time. And then Russians went back to kind of being unimportant and nobody cared about them. And now, you know, for a bunch of reasons that I don't think we want to get into tonight, because we could probably talk on some of that history for probably 20, 30 minutes. You know, they're back to being pretty scary.
Yeah, but that's just like the general cycle of Russians. Like,
it might be something to be said, though, that language barrier doesn't really help in terms of like thinking someone's scary. They probably seem a bit more scary if they kill you and then they don't say anything to you and then they...
I mean, they've been trying lately, though. Inner Hell's been pumping out the PR video.
Yeah, I've seen. It's pretty good.
They even got that streamer. It popped up on my YouTube feed last. I was like, who's this? What?
So, is there anything else any of you guys want to comment on regarding Wholesale? We bounced around a bit. But if we anything else that people wanted to kind of talk about or share related to that fight, that eviction or invasion, content Astrohouse, whichever phrase you want to throw on top of it.
I mean, like, irrelevant of who was evicting who, I think at this point it's pretty clear to most people that there is a problem with the Boosh concept, really. It doesn't make sense. It gives the attacker an advantage based on the docking radius of your structure.
Yeah, but I mean, that issue has been kind of known about for a while now, and it's like, I mean, especially for wormhole space, because we don't have the ability to reship pods. But you know, well, glorious, well, XCSM, Briss Rubal, said that was the last thing that needed to be done. So, well, I guess his opinion really isn't valid anymore. But he had a point in that. Like with caps, like really the only thing that you can fight caps with is booshing. There's no really counter to that apart from more caps or dread bombs, but you know, just yep. Seed a dread bomb.
I mean, it's pretty easy. You should just seed some dreads.
Yep, classic.
All the dreads, just put them in that C2.
You just need for to sneak people in that the don't Asbel. Know. Just sneak in the Asbel and then, you know, just start building dreads and hope they don't notice for like 2 weeks. Isn't that how it's usually done?
I suppose we should tell the audience, if they aren't normally wormholers, that you cannot bring caps into a C2, which is what class wormhole this was, from K-Space or anywhere else. You have to build them.
But kind of linking it back to the wholesale thing, that was something. So with the previous eviction, there was, I believe, Hard Knocks got a spy in. So people kind of memeing about the seed wormhole dreads thing, but that's actually been attempted. You know, I think it was carriers, but yeah, people can get spies in, build the Asbel, and build and churn out caps to evict these low-class people.
Yeah. When go ahead, Zolka.
I mean, when was it Inner Hell were evicted from their C6 a couple years back? HK managed to get in quite a sizable carrier fleet, didn't they?
Yeah, both Lem and Laserhax. I mean, that was a huge fleet of carriers. If they had anything near that in the C2, that would have been just as devastating as the Raven fleet, and easier for them to reinforce and destroy things. But luckily, they couldn't. So, the A team of defense.
I don't think we ever got the end of. We ever got to actually hear or see any of the proof. I know what you're referring to. Wholesale insisted that they blew up their own Asbel. And they were insisting that they had proof that Hard Knocks had been constructing like well over 100 capitals in their system. Judging from the lack of anyone ever showing proof, I lean towards assuming that that's not actually the truth. Like, they blew up the Asbel and then didn't find 150 dreads, which I think they admitted at one point and then just said, that's because they're already here, you know, tinfoil hat on, start looking around, they're like, they're already everywhere. If you can hear them cloaked somewhere.
Didn't it drop like a couple hundred Tempests and Maelstroms? Maybe they just like don't really get Mimitar ships and got...
Yeah, It'd be fun to talk about that in the future, but I don't think Wholesale wants to talk about that anymore. So that might have to just be a thing that we reference in the past without being able to go into terribly much more detail. I'm being told from the stream that capital parts to build some ships and a single Thanatos dropped out of the Asbel, which, I mean, would scare me too if I was Wholesale, so that makes sense. If we're done with Wholesale, I'm going to roll us up into talking about Candy. I think I forget, one of you was also there for the eviction of Stranger Danger, right?
Yeah, I was there at the very end.
We were all there in spirit.
That's true. I think a lot of us tried to get in, but Bob wasn't there for us. So I have a quick narrative. I talked to Romeo Black, who's the leadership of Stranger Danger, and he gave me a spiel that I will paraphrase to share with everyone, since I get one of them on here. So some things that he wanted to note. Unlike maybe Wholesale, that Stranger Danger is at least considering it to be a very successful eviction. As of this moment, Stranger Danger has been evicted. They're not currently living in Wormhole Space. They are planning on returning though, so this is not the end of Stranger Danger. They're looking for a new C5. But funnily enough, that actually they kind of got tipped off and started to get concerned that Innerhell was coming for them because they saw them in local. So normally Wormhole Space doesn't have local, but some people might remember that back in December, we were having a lot of issues with the chat server, and on multiple occasions, it broke because, Tranquility and Eve actually loads weren't local, and then it just chooses to hide it. But everyone that's in your wormhole system is technically in local. It's just hidden from you. And so when the chat server broke, it actually just showed local. And so one of them was like, hey, quick note, there's a lot of people from Inner Hell in local, and they've been there for hours. Because some of the times that local broke, if you didn't relog to fix your connection to the chat server, it would stay broken for you. So people used this to hunt orc walls because they didn't show up in local. Other people used it to run through chains to go see if, you know, you could see who's in the wormhole system with you. But on one occasion, they actually saw Innerhell seeding capitals in. They just weren't able to get a tackle on them. And then, you know, they also just noticed that they started seeing, like, every time local broke, there was always the same couple people from Innerhell in their system. So they said, wow, I think we're being stalked. So they knew they were seated. They saw the capitals. They locked their hole down, and then they watched the capitals leave, or so they thought. They watched some of them leave, at least, but I don't think they really knew how many had been seated. And then, so this was back around Christmas time. Excuse me. It went a couple months. Nothing really big happened. And they said, you know, look, we know that we're going to get evicted at some point. So answering your question, 12 years since Hyde's dream, they made the conscious decision to say, let's just keep playing the game. Let's go have fun. Let's take fights. In this case, they wanted to go help evict Wholesale. Except they said, we're not going to let the fact that Innerhell is going to come evict us at some point stop us, which is probably good because I have seen and heard of corporations that thought they were going to get evicted and they were so scared of it that they literally fell apart. You could say it's ironic. Prometheus, Starfire, Tempest Legion, I think, kind of suffered from this towards the end of their time. They were so scared that Hard Knocks was going to evict them that they packed up and closed the court. So they made that decision, and it did come back to bite them. As a couple people noted, Innerhell started evicting Stranger Danger when Stranger Danger had almost no one left in their home system to defend. So it was tough. So the only two things that I think are really kind of worth showing that I'm going to just show real quick so we can talk on. There were two fights of note. I think Zolka, I think you're actually in one of them. Oh, yeah, you're in a Ninazu in one. So Stranger Danger pulled everybody they could in their home system together, and they made a play that you can see based on this, you know, this kill feed here. It didn't go well for them. In that they, you know, they made a, a play with what capitals they had. Innerhell had dreads. It turns out carriers don't counter dreads very well. So they died. You can see here, they gave it a try. It didn't end very well for them. You know, 27 billion is gone. And then after that, this is the second fight towards the whole timer of some of their structures. They successfully got some people in. How did you end up getting into their holes, Zulka?
So on the Sunday morning, a nullsec hole, like a very large nullsec hole, opened up to the Stranger Danger home. And in a hell, for reasons that we're not entirely sure on, didn't roll it. They just left it open. And we formed up 35 people just from, I think it was mostly Stranger Danger, and then a few from Singularity Syndicate, a few from Chainsmoking, a few from Epicenter, and we got a wormhole chain scanned out towards the Nullsec and just burnt in there with nullified chips. It was after about 2 days of rage rolling in Chainsmoking's home, and most people had stood down at that point, and I think that was why they went for the earlier play for hole control. They realized that people weren't going to be able to roll in time, so they thought they'd see the now or never, and 3 a.m. tends to be the weakest time zone for Innerhell, usually.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I think that's what they were hoping for the first time. But it kind of just didn't really pan out for him, really. So it looks like neither did the second fight, though. Would you say it was kind of a big fight, or is this kind of just a...
It was, to an extent, it was going out in a blaze of glory, I think. The main Fortizar had already died, and they weren't able to extract many of the battleships from the main Fortizar, so there were only the Macarials you saw there was what was left of that. They managed to extract some of the capitals, but again, with limited numbers and the only entrance that they got being early-ish in the morning, there weren't a huge number of pods in the hole to fly ships.
All right. Anyone else have any quick comments they wanted to add while we're talking on Stranger Danger Eviction?
Just that they're a pretty great group with a lot of heart. And I would have preferred not to see this happen to them. I think we all can agree on that, though.
Yeah, rolled into them a lot. Nice guys. Always like to fight.
Yeah, wrong place, wrong time in Hell's Path, it seems.
It seems to be the case with most evictions, really, that you'd probably find, if you asked everyone in wormhole space, on average, people wouldn't want them evicted because of a few fights that they gave, and that we all know at the end of the day, you lose content when people get evicted.
Yeah, Romeo gave me some quick numbers. Stranger Danger ballparks it that in total they lost about 420 billion across their whole corp, 100 of which was just their two faction Fortizars. Innerhell, they think, got roughly 150 in loot. When they said they lost, they self-destructed all their ships that they couldn't save once it became pretty obvious that it wasn't going to pan out for them. But they did have a lot of freighters that they, you know, I think I've heard they called suitcasing. They packed up all their most expensive bits and threw them in there you know, got that bit going there. So, yeah. So anything else? I guess it sounds like probably not. Yeah, it's a shame that it happened to them for sure. I mean, I think it's a shame when really any active corp gets evicted because, I guess, you know, the kind of thing that I, you know, we concern ourselves with on some of these is whether or not they, you know, they're going to come back. In this case, it sounds like they're going to come back, so there'll be another corp. But, you know, sometimes when a corp gets evicted, they don't stand back up. And I doubt most people would, you know, disagree that, or I don't think very many people would disagree. The last thing Wormhole Space needs is less active corps out there. So
yeah, but at the same time, like, you know, sometimes Evictions depend on the, you know, some people have these long grudges for ages or whatever, and they want to, you know, take it out on them by evicting them. And, you know, that's fair game. And if people think that's, like, not okay, then they should do something about it. And it's, that's kind of what happened with Wholesale. You know, people were, like, you know, tired of them evicting people, and they formed up a fleet and tried to evict them. So
it seems, it seems like it's been happening quite a lot lately, actually. Like, more often than I've seen in recent memory. Like,
No, I agree. I think that's down to, like, the lack of content in wormhole space, though. It's like, you raid roll for, what, 5 hours? You get 4 MJD and rattlesnakes. And if you evict someone, it's kind of guaranteed content, you know? But obviously, it's not really a long-term solution to that. It's just, like, a kind of short-term quick fix.
That's why we live in a C2 null,
Yeah, preach.
Well, with the, like, increase in the number of wormholes that people have been going for, and the shift from, as you say, people used to farm in dreads, now they farm in MJD rattlesnakes, unless they're in typically C6s, then, you don't find as many dreads rage rolling your static.
I think that's a great topic, but probably one that I'll talk about with maybe some of you or maybe other people in a future episode, is talking about wormhole PvE and how it's maybe great or maybe the worst, depending on your two cents. But yeah, with the last thing we need right now, I think, is more MGD rattlesnakes. Okay, so the next bit I wanted to roll into, and we'll try to move through this quasi quickly. We're because we're at 45 minutes. We're not attached to it unless any of you guys need to skedaddle. I know Zolka probably wants to leave sooner rather than later. Just wanted to hear from each of you guys. Specifically with your corporations, why are you doing what you do in wormhole space? You know, if you feel like you want need to expand on what it is you're doing, go for it. But why are you guys all wormholer? We haven't heard much from you. Do you want to talk, Renee?
Sure. I mean, I like it because it's really the only effective way to roam and bypass local.
And you guys are also set up in a 2 static 5 static null, right?
Yeah, we're Codes Wormhole Division.
Codes Wormhole Division. That's I don't know. Do people even know Wormhole? Code has a Wormhole Division?
No, but that's kind of what makes it great, because people love to fight us.
Well, we won't scare everyone away then. We won't give away all of your secrets here. I guess Yan and Kang, you guys are both also C2 static 5 static null, is that right?
Yippers.
Yes, best for content. If you want content, you move to a C2 C5 nullsec, in my view. You know, you rage roll the nullsec for a few hours and you get a lot more content than you would do rage rolling the C5 and get like 2 MJD and rattlesnakes, or the same groups that you always roll into that either tell you they can't fight, or you just have the same, like, kind of armor brawl, which, you know, doesn't, you know, I still find fun, but it's, I don't know, it's just too and few far between.
Yeah, for us, it's basically a content generator. Oh, let's roll it. Frat's blobbing way too much. Can't fight this. Let's fight, you know, or, I mean, we do roll our C5 and get stuff every once in a while, but that's way less often than, like, just rolling our null and like, oh, let's gate camp over here for a few minutes and see if we can't catch something and delve, because that's the fun way to fight and delve. Or, oh gosh, we're real close to GE or OTEC V. Well, it's not OTEC V anymore. It's not as popular as their new staging. But yeah, just burn a bunch of little stuff and die in a ball of fire to Brave, who always fight, or Horde that always fights, or, and just have fun, enjoy yourselves. Ronnie and the Code lads, I mean, we've met up with them a few times in OTEC V, and it's a lot of fun to, like, set up bubble camps and, like, watch, like, one little procure turn into an all-out, like, 100 men fleet coming after you or something crazy.
Yeah, and the best thing is, if it's just too much, you just roll and you get into a completely new region with new people, and, you know, it's kind of back to square one, and it's...
Are you never scared that Goon Swarm's going to come into your wormhole and kick over your stuff?
People come in all the time.
I don't know if you guys saw Inner Hell, actually. They lost a Vorqual in their home system, C2 Static Null to Goon Swarm today.
Yeah, I mean, we don't rock mine, so we don't really need to worry about that.
So if anyone here was trying to figure out which Wormhole Corp to join for that dank Vork mining, it's not Odin's Call.
No, definitely not. No spot brains allowed.
I have an example. I'll link to you so you can link for the podcast of Frack coming into our space. It's just good time. Cool from HK is always talking to me in praise, Bob. He's like, let me get a Dread Alt in there and just ping me when Frack comes in your...
Sounds reliable.
So funny. Yeah, like, if you can just provoke them enough, because some of the bigger groups love, like, just, like, putting supers all over the place on your hull. It's just hilarious.
What even is this? This is like the most kitchen sink fleet on both sides I've seen in a while.
Most of our stuff's just like range damage, and then we dropped cap. It's so stupid.
What is this? You didn't follow the free cap Bushido? What the fuck?
Not against nowhere.
That's a violation of some sort of rules. Code's gonna come smack you. The wormhole division will enforce wormhole rules.
How many coins got deducted there?
-10. -10.
We paid for a license. We know a few of the code lads pretty well. It's just funny. I don't know. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I think NullSec, like, you know, just NullSec's more entertaining, man. You just get, you know, weirder people coming into your hole, you know, just spouting off bullshit, being salty or whatever. With wormholes, it's just stale. It's just they don't speak in local and they don't complain too much. With NullSec, it's good fun. Very good fun.
I'm honestly surprised that more of the big groups don't move to C2 static C5 static null. I mean, it's just like, it's so much fun. Like, I was afraid that HK was going to break apart when I heard they were moving to a C2 null. I was like, yeah, that's the way to do it. And they're super happy there. They're just super active now. Wow. And I'm surprised Laserhawks hasn't.
Yeah. Well, there's still time, Jan.
Maybe they go for our hole next. No, I doubt it.
But that is a curse. Like, the people we used to talk about, the C2, C5 NullSec curse, where people would move in because it's like everyone's talking about how good the content is. And then people get tired of raid rolling, people get tired of roaming. The same 3-4 dudes are always looking for PvP get tired, and, you know, the corp disbands or whatever. So it's happened to so many groups, like even, you know, the OGs, like Hotline or whatever. And
it's tough. Well, so Zolka, so you don't live in a 2 static null.
Just sitting here quietly hearing that there's no content in wormhole space, and plenty active for us.
So tell us about how Wasteland wormhole space is and why your corp doesn't get any content, since that's what King said.
Yeah, I mean, like, you roll the holes and then you see 3 C5s in a row and everyone starts leaving the corp. It's really weird. But on a more serious level, you do have to scan a bit deeper now rather than just rolling your statics and looking for people ratting. And you do find content. There are lots of corps out there in wormhole space that will fight you. Sometimes you have to take something engageable, and turning up with a 20-man armor fleet, they might decide that that's not going to be a fun time. But it turns out that almost everyone will fight cyclones because they're cyclones.
All right. Well, so we're going to bounce to the last topic that I wanted to kind of pick a couple of your brains with us while I've got, before, and we'll try to wrap this up. Patch notes. So I'm sure there's like plenty of different groups out there have already, you know, shows probably already sat and chatted about, oh, here's what the stuff happening tomorrow. Plenty of grumpy range Reddit threads. What do you guys think are the most relevant pieces as far as wormhole space goes related to patches coming in tomorrow?
Now, when you say wormhole space, is it just like kind of in it? Because, I mean, me and Jan live in a C2, C5 NullSec, so we mainly operate in NullSec, to be honest.
Well, so I mean, but you're not NullSecers, right? So you're hunting in NullSec, but you live in a wormhole. So what changes coming tomorrow would you say are relevant to you guys as wormholers?
as wormholers, it's going to be refreshing to see what TD Sim bring to fight, seeing as they can't bring dealers anymore unless they want to lose all their drones in 4 seconds.
Joke's on you. We're going to lose at least 3 Gila fleets before we realize they don't work anymore.
Is this just the stocks that you need to get rid of?
I mean, I don't know what else we'll do. I mean, can you even PvP without Gila?
I don't think so. We helpfully removed a few of them pre-patch because we thought we were going to try and shift you onto the new meta, but it doesn't seem to have worked.
Is Cyclones the new direction? They're buffing Cyclones tomorrow.
That 25 CPU makes the best ship in the game easily.
All right.
They're also hitting the Ferox, which will be nice to see. Hopefully it'll hurt the Ferox fleets in all a little bit, which I'd like to see.
It's basically going to be like about the same as a Nesta, and with the increase in mass and decreased velocity, it will get, like, for Nullsec fights, it will be tracked by battleships so easily, but in smaller gang, it might not make so much of a difference.
I think the problem still is the same for the Ferox with the range mainly of it. I mean, it's the main counter to a Munion fleet, really. It's the range, it's rails. Rails is what's broken. Fuck rails.
How about that dank medium beam laser range bonus? Do you guys see, you think the beams are coming back?
No, beams are still trash. It's not enough.
I like seeing CCP change things that aren't used sometimes to get a bit more out of them, but I don't think it's going to make much of a difference. Like, anti-support gets a bit more range, but if you're flying anti-support beams, it's already got enough range most of the time.
I feel like sometimes also it can take a while for people to really appreciate some of the changes. You might not see, you know, like beam harbingers suddenly rolling around everywhere, but you might down the line, especially as they make changes to other ships, where suddenly, you know, the ships that they just changed now might end up being better choices moving forward.
Yeah, I'm hoping to see some Abaddons now, like Abaddons with actual lasers fit would be nice.
I bought a new solo Abaddon today. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, and also the VNI. Oh my god, I'm so happy about the changes for the VNI. No more, you know, drone aggro AFK VNI blapping stepped its ball.
So any other bits? Are you guys excited about the Vorqual changes?
Me? Yeah. Heck yeah, I'm excited. Oh my gosh, between that and the NSA and this could totally change hunting. The Rorqual changes are going to mean that we don't have to have as much on field to break a Rorqual, which is incredible. And the NSA change means that either people that are running sites need to completely nerf their mids to make it so they can lock stuff fast, or they're stuck on grid for the entire cycle of an NSA. Either way, we have opportunities, more opportunities now because of that.
Yeah, I'm just like, all those changes are pretty good for us, but I'm just a bit worried that it might have been a bit too much in the sense that we won't see many carriers and many supers and many rogues. Well, not as many as we see in space at the moment, or they'll just kind of agglomerate to the same area that's under protection of super cap umbrella that can come instantly to protect. You know, it's just gonna, especially with kind of cloaky camping and everything as well. And I just think it's kind of going to push people into more concentrated areas and groups, which
is probably not good. All right. So I want to thank everybody for coming out. Renee already left, but Zolka, Jan, King, thanks for coming out. Everybody that was watching now while we're live, or, you know, later as recordings, I'd love some feedback. If you guys want to, let us know. It was good. It wasn't good. I'd like to see more of XYZ. This was the first one. The current plan is to try to have another episode in 2 weeks from now, so that we can, and we'll just keep the wormhole content train rolling. So let me know what you guys think. Oh, that's a really good catch, King. One of the things, I think we could do this real quick. It'll be a fun thing to end on. King's got a really, hopefully, great story. I don't know if this actually made, I don't know if this really made Reddit ripples to everybody. Odin's Call actually got an Erebus as loot out of an offline pos that they blew up recently. Do you guys, can you tell us much on that, King?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, Superior Odin's Call US time zone, just roaming around. And one of the dudes that's always kind of pays attention to this and has got his, you know, capital drops from this kind of shit before, Tarchar, shout out to Tarchar. And yeah, he sees an offline XLSMA, so we warp to it and we kill it. And lo and behold, there's a fucking Erebus in it. And obviously everyone starts like kind of, you know, turning ape-like, but it's pretty entertaining. And yeah, so we take the Erebus. And now, you know, plus one Erebus in Corp.
So you actually had a pilot able to fly the Erebus that could just hop in that thing and go get it to safety?
Yeah. Shout out to CCP for introducing the fucking skill things that you can buy remotely. So that helped, I believe.
did they inject it on the spot?
Yeah, they did. And, you know, yeah, we got it. That's pretty cool. Hopefully use it to drop on people that we stole it from. Like, we have them, like, so this guy previously killed a SMA in a carrier drop, and we boarded it. And it was a Turkish court. And, yeah, and then I went around that carrier and killed the same Turkish court with their own carrier, which was pretty funny, which got some interesting responses. Which kind of motivated me to do it more. And then, we're hopefully going to do the same thing with the Erebus, but we'll see.
All right. Great. Thanks for sharing. All right. Thanks again for hopping on, everybody. I hope everybody enjoyed this. Have a good night, everybody.